in between the 7 and 8 o'clock hour. And we're taking our ninth caller right now. Good morning. Who's this?
Good morning. It's Lewis.
Lewis, how are you?
I'm doing good.
Excellent. Lewis, you're our ninth caller this morning. You're qualified for the $10,000 holiday shopping spree. Congratulations.
Thanks a lot. I appreciate that.
Now, Lewis,
it's pretty amazing.
If you're a grand prize winner and we're at Park Place on December 22nd, you have $10,000 to spend. Where are you going to go first?
Well, you know, you got to go with the big ticket items, you know.
Where would you go with?
I'm thinking, you know, flat screen TVs.
All right.
Yeah,
you know, appliances.
Maybe.
You got to go with the stuff that, and some, you know, you got to throw in some bling too. Of course.
Exactly. Now, if you win on our big day, which is December 22nd, right?
December 22nd. You want to reserve that day, of course.
You have to. Definitely. It's a Saturday morning. You'll have to spend the $10,000 all at once at Park Place. Is that a problem for you?
All at once? Is there like 1 hour limit, or is it just
the, you got
like,
the day?
Yeah, you got the whole day.
The day. Okay.
Yeah.
I can do it. I can do it.
All right. You're qualifying. And just for qualifying, you win a $50 gift card to Park Place. And so
very
congratulations.
Cool.
All right, Lewis, hold on just a second.
Thanks a lot.
All right. And we'll have two more chances today for you to get qualified for the $10,000 holiday shopping spree. You can find out what hours they're going to air at 929themountain.com.
Now, it's a big movie season, and Dawn is joining us this morning for Movie Night Traffic Light. Good morning, Dawn.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, the reason you said big movie season is because this weekend there are no big movies. In fact, they kind of went out of their way. The studios went out of their way to let us know they were not showing us any of the movies from this weekend. And the one that's coming out that people have heard of is Awake with Jessica Alba.
Oh,
but
that looks a little scary.
It looks scary, but even the scary ones they show us. So apparently it must not be that good. So I thought what I would do is give you a sneak peek of three of the biggest movies coming out yet this year so you guys can plan for your holiday movie.
Sounds great.
Yep. So the first one is Charlie Wilson's War. And this is based on a true story, and it stars Tom Hanks. And it's in the 80s, I guess, back in the 80s. And this really happened. A guy, a senator from Texas, decides to fight his own covert war in Afghanistan when the Russians invaded. So here is a clip.
You sit at the intersection of the State Department, the Pentagon, and the CIA. The three agencies you would need to conduct a covert war.
Yeah. I want the CIA in my office at 10.
What is U.S. strategy in Afghanistan?
Well, strictly speaking, we don't have one, but we're working hard on that.
Who's we?
Me and three other guys.
Yeah, so it looks like it could be pretty funny, too, and it stars Julia Roberts also.
A lot of war movies out, it seems
like.
Yeah, I mean, is that what happens? All the big movie houses get on the same, they find out what each are making? Like, this would be probably a couple years ago that they started filming this.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It does seem like that, like they do a market survey or whatever.
Or there are themes.
Yeah, there are. Like, last year, Magic Movies was a big one, and this year, the war movies are big ones, so it really, but the next one is Tim Burton's new movie starring Johnny Depp.
This
is like the 6th or 7th movie that Johnny Depp has done with Tim Burton, and it's got that weird feel it looks like.
He's a great character actor.
Well, he looks like Edward Scissorhands. Every time I see him, I'm thinking Edward Scissorhands, but no.
And this was an R-rated one. This is dark, and way back somewhere a long time ago, Johnny Depp was wrongly accused of whatever and thrown in prison, and now he's out to seek his revenge against everybody that wronged him. Here's a clip.
This is the tale of an ordinary man who had everything.
Parker's name was Benjamin Barker.
Until a man of power stole his freedom, destroyed his family, and banished him.
May the Lord have mercy on your soul.
For life. And in his sorrow, a new man was born.
Yeah, so that looks like it's going to be really interesting. And Johnny Depp always does a really good job in those Tim Burton ones. Now the next one is Will Smith, who's finally back on the screen in I Am Legend. And the idea behind this one is a virus attacks the human race, kills off everybody, or turns them into mutants.
Uplifting film.
I know.
Now, is this the sequel to I Am Robot?
It could be.
Now he's I Am Legend.
I Am Legend.
True. Very good point.
As far as he knows, he's the only normal guy left on the planet. For years, he's searching for another human being. So he does this radio broadcast every day to try to figure out where somebody is, and he goes to the same place every day waiting, but at night he has to survive because that's when all the ugliness comes out. So here's a clip.
I'm not infected. Please.
Nothing happened the way it was supposed to happen. 6 billion people on Earth when the infection hit. I'm a survivor living in New York City. I will be at the South Street Seaport every day at midday, when the sun is highest in the sky.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
I I know.
Right. It's around holiday time. There are a lot of intense movies coming out.
There are a lot of different choices. You know, they go from, I don't think there's a lot of G-rated movies coming up, but everything from your PG to your R and the big names, you know, it's getting ready for the Oscar season. And
have you had a chance to see any of these yet? Or
I have not seen any of these yet, so it's going to be a surprise for me, too.
Right.
Yeah,
well,
so I'm looking forward to it.
I look forward to reviewing these once you get a chance to see those.
Yep.
Big movies.
And
coming
up next week, we're actually going to have some movie screening passes to give away to P.S. I Love You, which is the new one with Hilary Swank.
Mm-hmm. Right, that should be a good one, too.
Do we know what's coming out next weekend?
Yeah, next weekend is really a very, very controversial movie, but of course I'm going to go see it and tell you all about it, is The Golden Compass.
Oh, why is that controversial? Oh.
Well, it's controversial because the guy that made the movie and wrote the books is an atheist, and he's trying to spread, according to his words, he's trying to spread the anti-God theme, and he wants this movie to come out just in time to entice the kids to want the books under their tree on Christmas morning to spread the word of atheism.
Really?
Yeah, and Nicole Kidman, who stars in it, and Daniel Craig, who stars in it, claim that they didn't know about that and that the movie is really downplayed. It doesn't have much to do with that, so I'm going to go check it out and let you guys know.
Well, St. Nick's not coming for that guy.
It looks like a beautifully done film.
It looks kind of Chronicles of Narnia-ish.
Exactly.
Yeah, it does. It looks very beautiful, and it does have some really big stars in it, so we're just going to have to see. I'll go check it out and let you guys know.
Okay, great. We'll look forward to hearing from you. Dawn with Movie Night Traffic Light. All her information at our website, 929themountain.com.
All right, coming up next, we're going to talk to the folks from Raw Sushi and tell you what the deal is with that. Jenny and I both got to create our own sushi rolls, and we're going to have a challenge, a sushi off, to find out who can sell the most rolls for our charities. We'll explain that coming up next.